Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 21 Success Secrets of Self-Made Millionaires by Brian Tracy is a compact business and self-development book focused on the habits, attitudes, and daily disciplines that Tracy believes distinguish people who build wealth from those who do not. Rather than treating millionaires as unusually lucky or specially privileged, the book argues that financial independence follows from learnable behaviors, repeated consistently over time. It combines mindset advice with practical principles about goal setting, work ethic, decision making, self-discipline, learning, and personal responsibility. The genre sits between personal finance and success literature, but its emphasis is less on investing tactics or money management formulas and more on character, productivity, and professional habits. Tracy presents the material as a roadmap for readers who want not only to earn more, but also to become more effective, resilient, and purposeful in their work and personal lives. Its appeal comes from its direct structure and actionable framing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wealth begins with identity, not with money. A central idea in the book is that self-made millionaires differ first in who they are, not merely in what they own. Tracy argues that lasting financial success depends on becoming a person with specific qualities such as discipline, confidence, responsibility, and persistence. This shifts the focus away from external conditions and toward internal standards of behavior. The practical implication is important if wealth is treated as the result of a personal operating system. Then readers are encouraged to work on habits and assumptions rather than wait for a better opportunity. The book repeatedly challenges the belief that successful people are inherently better than everyone else. Instead, it frames high earners as individuals who developed useful traits and applied them consistently. That makes the book especially characteristic of Tracy's approach, which blends self-help psychology with career strategy and places character formation at the center of financial progress. Secondly, goal setting and back from the future thinking create direction. The book places unusual emphasis on clarity of direction. Tracy encourages readers to imagine the future they want in vivid detail and then work backward from that vision to determine present actions. This back from the future method is not presented as fantasy, but as a tool for focusing attention and activating motivation. A clear long-term picture, in Tracy's view, improves decisions because it makes it easier to reject distractions and choose activities that move a person toward a defined outcome. The logic behind this principle is practical people often fail not because they work too little, but because they work without a coherent target. By urging readers to define goals, prioritize them, and align daily effort with them, the book treats direction as a form of leverage. This topic also connects the personal and professional sides of the book, since clearer goals can influence career choices, skill development, and even the willingness to leave environments that do not match one's ambitions. Thirdly, doing what you love and developing your strongest skills. Another major theme is the relationship between personal fit and financial performance. Tracy argues that self-made millionaires often build success by working in areas that match their natural talents and interests, then improving the skills that matter most in that field. This is not a vague call to follow passion without restraint. It is a more disciplined argument that people tend to perform best and create the most value when their work uses their strengths. The book also stresses that excellence comes from concentrated skill development, not scattered effort. Readers are urged to identify the single skill that would most improve their results and commit to mastering it. That advice matters because it turns self-improvement into a strategic process instead of a general wish to get better. In practical terms, the book suggests that career growth often comes from specialization, competence, and sustained practice rather than from trying to become average at everything. This makes the message useful for employees, entrepreneurs, and freelancers alike. Fourthly, self-discipline, persistence, and resilience turn effort into results. Tracy treats discipline as the mechanism that converts intention into achievement. The book repeatedly argues that success requires doing difficult things consistently, especially when results are delayed. That includes working hard, managing time carefully, acting decisively, and refusing to let failure become final. The persistence test is especially important because it reframes obstacles as a measure of commitment rather than as proof of incapacity. In this view, setbacks are not exceptions to the process, they are part of the process. Readers are encouraged to respond to mistakes quickly, adjust course, and continue moving. This matters because many people can begin strongly, but far fewer can sustain effort through uncertainty and rejection. Tracy's approach, therefore, values emotional steadiness and practical resilience over bursts of enthusiasm. The book also links persistence to self-discipline, implying that success is built through repeated choices made under pressure, not through occasional inspiration. That makes this one of the most operationally useful sections of the book. Lastly, lifelong learning, service, and the habits of effective winners. The book does not present wealth as a purely private achievement. Tracy ties financial progress to ongoing learning, service to others, and association with productive people. He argues that readers should keep improving their understanding of business, their profession, and their own performance because knowledge compounds over time. He also emphasizes honesty, speed, dependability, and a commitment to helping others, which suggests that reputation is part of long-term success. This is an important distinction from books that reduce achievement to aggressive self-interest. Tracy's model is relational and reputational people advance by becoming useful, reliable, and trusted. The advice to associate with winners reinforces this point, since environment and peer standards shape behavior. In practical terms, the book recommends building a circle and a work style that support growth rather than excuses. The result is a broad framework in which financial independence is the outcome of continuous improvement, strong character, and disciplined social choices, not a single breakthrough strategy. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a concise, principle-driven introduction to the habits associated with self-made wealth. Entrepreneurs, early career professionals, freelancers, and employees considering a career reset may all find value in its clear emphasis on direction, discipline, and personal responsibility. It is also useful for readers who prefer actionable personal development books over technical finance manuals, since it focuses less on investing mechanics and more on the behaviors that make wealth building possible in the first place. What makes it stand out in its category is its compact structure and its insistence that financial progress begins with identity, habits, and consistency. Many books about money focus on tactics, but Tracy's approach is broader. He links earning capacity, work ethic, resilience, learning, and reputation into a single framework. That gives the book a practical strength for readers who want a straightforward checklist of success behaviors. Its value lies in being simple enough to absorb quickly while still offering a coherent philosophy of personal and professional growth. If you would like to support Brian Tracy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.